Phil, persistence got us a point in the end.
It did. I mean, before the game, we definitely didn't come here for a point, but with injury time up and you get that goal and you get the point, it feels like a win. You look at other results around when teams have got beat, so it could be a massive point come the end of the season, a big one gained.
At one point, though, we were 1-0 up and looking reasonably in control.
Oh, we're cruising. We're 1-0 up and we're the better side, we're playing some good football. And Adam will be the first one to hold his hand up, you know what I mean? He's not a child, he's an experienced goalkeeper. He had a tough debut and he's made mistakes and we've been punished, but I think the character's back because we've fought back there from 3-1 down, and to be fair, we've done Adam a favour because everyone would have pointed at him and said, look, they've got beaten, things like that, and the keeper's had a bad game, but in the day we've got a pint. If we keep winning at home and getting points away from home, averaging 2 points a game, we'll be in them playoffs. And Salford have got beat today, Chorley have got beat, we've gained an extra point, so you've got to take the positives out of it in this time of the season. There's no point in being negative about anything, it's not going to achieve anything. So leave here with a point, and it's a point gained.
David Sayers popped up with the equaliser right at the end. He didn't exactly hit it true, did he? But it rolled in.
He didn't. I was behind it and I thought it went in that slowly. The keeper had already gone. I thought that maybe the whistle had went and it was offside or something like that, or a foul, because when it went in it was almost like we were stunned. But he's good, David, that he nicks a goal. He doesn't have to do anything in a game because he always contributes with a little goal and things like that, so he scored two big goals there, and like I said, it could be invaluable at the end of the season. That.
And now a home game against Bradford on Wednesday night, which hopefully will lift Arlo higher than sixth place, possibly up into fourth.
Yeah, we've got to, like I said, we've got to win all our home games. We've got to keep picking points up away from home. But I said to the lads on the bus beforehand, there's no easy games in this league. So going to the game on Wednesday, there's no given. We've got to go with the right mentality and try and get another 3 points at home. I don't know what it is, but nighttime games always seem to do well us. So we'll be going into that game trying to get 3 points and getting back into that playoff place.